Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first African-American woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Yes, that will be the woman's claim to historical fame. For myself, I will be fighting hard to contain my enthusiasm over the appointment of this gem. On one hand, it is an interesting milestone of history. On the other hand, inasmuch as President Biden made it abundantly clear that her skin color was his reason for nominating her, one feels this would be more significant and more historical if somebody confirmed on the basis of their merits and qualifications, but who just happened to be a black woman, was instead the one making history. Speaking of qualifications and speaking of history, there is another first with Justice Jackson, although the left would certainly prefer that we not pay as much attention to this one. She will also go down in history as the first Supreme Court nominee to openly claim in the middle of a Senate hearing that she is unable to define a woman. Could you provide a definition for the word woman? She was asked. No, I can't. Those were her exact words. No, I can't. Then she went on to say, not in this context. I'm not a biologist. Well, gee, I'm not a biologist either. Neither is any third grader, but they can all define a woman. Actually, to be fair, I give Justice Jackson more credit than that. She's not really that stupid. She was instead putting her finger to the wind, checking today's leftist woke climate, and giving an answer that would please her supporters. Is that how she's going to make decisions from the highest court in the land? Of course she knows what a woman is. So does everybody, even the Disney company, which recently announced, and I predicted this several years ago, I should say. I predicted that while standing outside at parades and shows about to start at Disneyland or Disney World, remember where we would always hear, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, I told my friends and family, just watch. Soon they're not going to feel free to say ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls. And they just announced that they are no longer going to do that. Wish I'd been wrong, but I was right. The reasoning, of course, is to not offend transgenders and the like. Okay, look, follow with me here. Even if I bought into the so-called transgender science, there would be absolutely nothing consistent about this decision. If a man views himself as a woman, if a woman identifies as a man, then what is the harm in saying ladies and gentlemen? People in the audience will simply identify with whichever designation they want before watching the parade. But this PC nonsense is so political and so inconsistent that nobody is even thinking of that. Notice how the LGBTQ rainbow does not include heterosexuality or a woman who identifies as a woman simply because she was actually born anatomically as a woman. I guess a lot of the diversity in the rainbow is missing. They, along with biological men who also accept their biology, describe the high, high, high majority of our population, not the tail wagging the dog. Unfortunately, the tail is winning because nobody wants to stand up and declare that the emperor isn't wearing any clothes. This is Bob Siegel declaring that the emperor, in fact, is not wearing any clothes, and in doing so, making the obvious obvious.